You've heard a lot about who's running for office today, and that includes a record number of millennials. And in some districts, the California Voting Rights Act is making it easier for young people of color to be on the ballot. That's the case in the small town of Kingsburg. The town is majority white, and the city council reflects that. But to avoid a lawsuit, Kingsburg recently moved from at-large to district elections. So on this election day, we're going to introduce you to a young candidate for the Kingsburg City Council, 20-year-old Jewel Hurtado. She goes to community college, she's worked as an activist, and she and her fiancé have an 8-month-old baby, Anthony.
Hi, buddy. Look at those big eyes.
She recently learned that her infant has a rare genetic disorder, tuberous sclerosis complex. Many babies with TSC grow up to live normal lives, but she says it's been pretty stressful.
The doctors are gonna come in and what, check out his eyes? Yeah. Check out your eyes. See what's going on with you. Huh?
Right before Election Day, she spent several nights with Anthony at Valley Children's Hospital. I met her there to learn what it's like to be a young mother running for office and what family history she draws on to get through the tough days. Here's Jewel Hurtado.
When I was 16, 17, I believe, that is when the 2016 election was rolling around, and that is when I decided to get involved on different campaigns, and I learned how to volunteer and canvass and do all those different things, and I was very excited about all of it. And that is really what, you know, lit that fire inside of me, was getting out there and just talking to regular voters every day. Kingsburg is a very small town. We have about 12,000 people. And we, before, were voting council members in at large. And so now we're doing it by districts, which is happening to a lot of small towns in these rural areas. So I live in District 1, and I've grown up in District 1. That's where I learned how to ride my bike. And I always tell people that's where my son's going to learn how to ride his bike too. And that's why I decided to run, right? Because I wanted to represent the area that I came from. And I have, you know, such a great opportunity to do that because we are in districts. It does give people like me the opportunity to run and showcase, you know, what true diversity there is in Kingsburg. And, you know, no matter where you or who you are, where you come from, right, you really can step up and make your voice be heard. And people are seeing that. They were quite surprised when I decided to run. I got a lot of, "You're so young, you're so young." And then I always would tell them, in the very beginning, I would tell them, just give me about 5 minutes. We'll just hang out and talk. Okay, you can play with my baby. We can hang out and have a conversation. And before you knew it, they were signing over. I had to have signatures before you can't, you know, pull your papers if you don't have 20 signatures. My grandma and I, we would go to different events together. So we would go to marches but just learning the history and making sure that, because even now there were still fights for the farm workers, so we would go and we would involve ourselves in those different, you know, things. So it was really interesting to see her in that scene and then see that's where I come from, you know. So my grandmother's name is Abdulia Rivera, you know, maiden name was Flores. My grandpa is Jorge Rivera. Yeah. I know she worked, might have been as a secretary for Caesar himself. So what's really cool is this story of my grandmother, you know, answering the phone for him and transferring the line over and things. And she actually spoke with Martin Luther King Jr. at one point. That was pretty cool. She got to say, "Oh, yeah, hi." And he was like, "Can I speak to Caesar?" And he was just really cool. And she got to transfer him over to him. And so she was there. She did work very closely with him. My grandpa was his bodyguard and then later on negotiated contracts with him. That is why I have this passion in my blood, I feel like, because that is, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the two of them meeting, you know, years ago, working there in La Paz together with Cesar Chavez and all of those folks. I had a baby, right? So my whole perspective on life definitely changed. I knew that I wanted to prioritize making, you know, the best future possible for my son. I decided to run in May. I did not announce that I was going to run until June. And so shortly after that, I noticed that my son wasn't himself, and he was having these seizures. And so it was very hard to, I prioritize talking to people every day, knocking on doors every day. And when your son is sick, you really have to stop and take a second and try to see what's wrong. We have hit a lot of bumps in the road, but because of the support and family and friends that we have, that I have, we're okay. So he has tuberous sclerosis. It's kind of hard for me to say, complex. It's hard because, you know, it's really rare. 1 in 6,000 people are, you know, diagnosed with this genetic disorder, and as of now, there is no cure. So we know we can give him medicine to help with the seizures, but we don't know what the long-term effects will be. He could have seizures similar to what he's having right now. He's having infantile spasms, but he could have, you know, seizures his whole life. He could be, you know, his development can definitely be stunted by this. So we are, what I say is that this is how I turn my really sad moment into a positive, and I always try to do that, but it was, at first I didn't know how I was gonna turn this into a positive. But what I told Anthony last night is that we were given baby Anthony and he has TSC. What the heck? Why was I given a baby with this rare condition that really does not happen to too many people? And then I told him, and then here I am running for office in Little Keensburg, and my slogan is because your voice matters. And this community of people behind this TSC, there aren't many. There not many people know about it at all. And so, you know, there is no cure. There's research that needs to be done. And so I told him that he was giving to me because I'm that voice for the voiceless. And we are a community. I can now say we are, because my son is in this community of, you know, TSC people. But we can give that voice to the voiceless. We can make sure that people know more about it now. We can bring awareness to it. So yeah, what I'm going to do after this interview is, you know, call more people, especially undecided voters, and, you know, get to talk with them and hopefully gain that support.
That was Jewel Hurtado. She's running for city council in the town of Keensburg.